A smaller group disagrees, saying climate change happens naturally and the Earth can absorb the CO2 from human activities. But that won't be the focus of COP21.
So you may have seen this term COP21 popping up in your Twitter feed. COP21 means the Conference of Parties. It's the 21st time, essentially, that the world has come together to try to figure out a solution to climate change. This is something that we've never succeeded at before, but there's very good reason to think that this year in December in Paris, when the world meets again, that we'll be able to figure out something that will get us on the right track. When all these world leaders get together in Paris, they're basically going to be talking about one number, and that number is 2 degrees Celsius. That's the threshold for warming. It's measured since the start of the Industrial Revolution. And if we cross that mark, we're expected to go into what policy wonks considered the danger zone or dangerous territory for climate change. There are entire countries that could disappear because of sea level rise at that mark. Wildfires are expected to get bigger, droughts will get more severe, and 30% of animals will be put at risk for extinction. I've seen these talks described as basically a potluck dinner, and each country in the world is bringing its dish, its climate plan to the table and saying, okay, here's what my plan is, like, what are you bringing? And the fact that the U.S. and China are both bringing dishes to this giant international potluck is a huge deal for the Paris climate talks. That really hasn't happened before. China and the U.S. are the two biggest climate polluters in the world, and previously they sort of stalled or gave mixed messages in terms of, you know, what they were going to do to get off of fossil fuels. There are huge stakes to these talks, but as far as what's going to be happening in Paris, it may be a lot of really kind of smaller things. Countries will be fighting about, you know, how aggressive these cuts to fossil fuels are, exactly who's going to pay for countries to adapt to climate change, and how often these goals are going to be reviewed going forward.
In the U.S., doctors perform almost 1 million bone graft surgeries every year. Most of the time, they harvest a piece of bone from a patient or a deceased donor, set it where it needs to go, and hope it takes hold. But what if there were a way to regenerate bone from someone's own cells?
The 206 bones that make up our skeletons give our body strength and structure. There are no extra pieces. That may be why bone is the most transplanted body part. Worldwide, millions of bone transplant procedures are conducted each year, costing billions. And it doesn't always work.
Quite literally, the only way to get human bone, even now, is to cut it out of a human. What we proposed is to say, take the best thing, which is your own bone, but instead of cutting you apart to get it, is to grow your own bone in the lab.
In very simple terms, you'll need a 3D printer, some fat, a cow bone, and an incubator. A CT scan gets the measurements of a patient's bone. A mold is made from a cow bone stripped of all DNA, and then a custom-made petri dish called a bioreactor is 3D printed. The lab extracts stem cells from a patient's fat and turns them into bone cells, which are put on the mold and plugged into the bioreactor. Patients suffering from cancer, trauma, or congenital defects won't need to worry about transplanted bones getting infected or bodies rejecting them, because the bones would be derived from their own cells. So far, they've only tested the transplants in pigs, but if they can start human clinical trials, Tandon says they're just 8 years from market.
At what point then would you implant this bone into a human?
We're hoping to be able to start clinical trials in the next couple years.
Will we ever see a day where you can grow an entire limb?
It's a very exciting day. You know, a lot of people will have to work together to make that happen, because you'd have to grow muscle, skin, nerve, bone.
Growing limbs may be far off, but bones are where it all begins.
It's really interesting to be seeing it happening in front of our very eyes right now.
Forget carving pumpkins, pumpkin seeds, or pumpkin pie. In Chagrin Falls, Ohio, high school students have a Halloween tradition of rolling them. First, they haul more than 200 pumpkins to the top of a large hill. Then they smash and roll them down the hill. Finally, the real fun begins. The pumpkin pieces are slippery, so the spirited students swiftly slide on sleds, giving in to gravity and gourd-hearted fun. Before we hit the road, jack-o'-lantern, a question stems from all this. Who cleans it up? A front-end loader scoops up the scraps and does a fine job, and the students scrape together their own money to cover the expense and plant the seeds of goodwill. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News.